That's what I figured I probably ought to call.
Okay, let's see. Let me get.
They can even get it on. Shouldn't be quite so bad. Nobody's really in the other room. So.
There we go. Okay. All right. So I'm going to call this special meeting to order at 10 a.m. We do not answer any phones. First order of business.
Rob.
I guess we can answer it. It's Rob.
It can be, virtual.
Oh, it won't answer. Yeah, I can't.
See a speaker out here.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, this is Rob.
Hey, Rob, I have you on speaker for this meeting.
Nope.
Okay, so, we have everybody. All right, so the first order of business is to discuss a tax anticipation note due to the MERP funding taking a little bit of time to come in. And the large payments that we made at the last meeting.
Well, it's also normal for the rest of the year as well.
Yeah. Right.
In the last few years, we've had the benefit of some of the ARPA funds for a while, basically covering cash flow almost all year. And then as we've expended those, that impact's gotten less and less. But it's normal that we sign this in January, basically. But in the last several years, it's been April, May, because we had cash buffer. So this gets you through the year. Obviously, we don't have any cash flow until August or something like that when tax bills start coming in. If I made it up for $1 million, which is probably well more than we need, but you don't pay any more on it. It's only what we draw is what the interest is on. So that's the $1 million at 2.9%. And so payable, this just builds during the year when we need it and pay it back when taxes come in the fall.
So what do you guys think?
I make a motion, we do it.
Second.
Okay. Who seconded it? Mike. Okay. All right. So, any other discussion? I think 2.9% is pretty nice.
The best I can do.
I know. I mean, no.
I always do that. Just figure out what our cost is and just.
Yeah.
I'd like to get something for 2.9%, but I appreciate it. And this is just so that we can perform normal business. All right, so we have a motion. We have a second to sign the tax anticipation note. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Rob?
Yeah, I said aye.
Okay, I didn't hear you. Sorry. All right, motion carries.
Send that around for your signature. Just
just blue, red, just whatever one you picked, pass it around. Any other business, and Alan's here to kind of give us a little update, probably on the accident.
Yes, I'll come over here so maybe Rob can hear.
Yep.
I talked to the insurance lady this morning. Mike thinks he can fix the plow, plus the reusable parts on it if not. They gave us the plow. So it cost them more to have somebody come get it and do all that, so we have that. She also said she had the appraisal in front of her, except the body work on the cab, which I told her that's not happening until spring. She said understandable. I don't remember. She didn't have the exact number, but it was $24,000 without the body work. We have $1,000 deductible. She was going to put in to cut us a check for that with the understanding that there more body work will be needed to be done in the spring.
So we can pay bills that we...
Right. Correct.
So I believe Betty has all of the bills, and at our next meeting we can pay those.
Now the question I got, will there be another deductible on the body work, or is it covered under the one?
I assume it should be covered under the...
Because it happened this past...
It's all
same thing, so we've already paid our deductible. I was going to ask that too because of the new year.
Well, that's why I was asking.
But because it's something that had already started, it's still same claim.
Other than
so
by right. Bed, right. The cab is dented, okay. But his like the fender broke. I didn't know it wasn't better or anything.
No.
So basically, you need a price on the appraisal of what the body work would cost. Right.
To pull them dents out. And...
Well, what I'm thinking of the fact is if we can get a price from somebody so we can submit that to them. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but just they, so they... Yeah, so that they know.
Well, you know, because...
Who do we want to get a quote from?
I don't know, Jimmy Ryan.
Jimmy Door?
Yeah, Jimmy made the cab where the stack was and everything. It's got
it's got a kink in it and the door. There's a gap in the door, but the door opens and closes.
So, yeah, I mean...
I don't know what.
So, and then which... We can't make any decisions, but which vehicle had the chains break the other day?
17, we had the
one that we had
the bed chain break.
Okay, the
one
chain.
That was in the accident.
Okay.
And while we were putting that in, Mike was up in the box, and all the rails that the chain rides under to keep the stones out of the chain and everything, they're getting pretty rotten. There's a couple holes in them.
So... We're either going to have to...
We got to think about a truck. Or...
Or a new dump body.
Well, Mike, can you fix that one?
We didn't elaborate on it. He just said you got to be thinking about doing something with this.
So
I think with the budget we've got going right now that we might want to have him just fix it for now. And
it'd be a summer project.
Get down the road. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, we got the salt shanty that we got to come up with money for and a lot of other things before we...
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? If he thinks he can...
Oh, I'm sure he can. There'd be a lot of bitching, but I'm sure he will.
But if you know what I mean, to get by, because then if it's...
Yeah.
Instead of spending 20 grand on a new body for it, if we buy a new truck in 3 years... Right, what I'm saying is...
Looking at 40 for a body.
In 3 years, you buy a new truck, they're not going to give you anything for the old, you know...
We've been through that once.
Right, yeah. So you're better off if you can put... Mike to fix it to get by a few more years because I think
so that we can.
That's what we're looking at. Two years to get a truck.
Right.
So
we got to kind of set out and look. Today, still got the fire truck we're paying on.
Right.
Yeah. So
I know the circuit. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know,
no. What I'm just looking. You know. I know it's 2 years, but it's. You know, we got to.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. That's where that thing we were talking about.
The asset management.
Management will give you, because like you say, I don't know what we got left on that fire truck, but we got a pretty good clip on that still, don't we?
2029, it's done.
Yeah, we just did the just rebuilt it, so it's halfway through.
Wayne, the office isn't open, but you can come on in. We're having a meeting.
Okay, I'll just say hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Wayne.
We had to have a special meeting to sign that tax anticipation note.
Okay. You guys are hard work. I appreciate all the work you do.
Well, we appreciate what you do for the cemetery commission.
Thanks. And I got to apologize to you for my wife calling saying, when are you going to sand our road? I told her you'd be busy and you'd get there. So, sorry.
So there was a few phone calls.
She doesn't listen.
I didn't return anything.
I said, look, they're out working, but I know on our road they're going to need chains on our hill.
Well, we had both trucks broke down for a while. So.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
I'll come back next year and talk to Betty.
Awesome. Yeah, she'll be here Friday.
Yeah, no worries. All right.
Take
care, folks.
Happy New Year.
We broke the bed chain. Mm-hmm. Thank God for Mike. I don't know what this town's going to do when Mike's gone.
Yeah. Everybody's around here is going to be kind of...
And then there was the 2019.
Keeps me alive, too, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, like yesterday, Derek blew holes on the log truck, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
He had a spare, but like he likes to keep a spare, and Mike happened to, you know, 5 minutes he had those made, and
didn't
have to drive clear to Middlebury or somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, Jeff says that all the time. He's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. He's like, him and Mike work very well together.
Right.
And
Jeff knows enough on the new stuff where Mike doesn't want to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't blame Mike.
Jeff would rather work on the old stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we did the 19 Mac. We put a studded chain on the front, and it vibrates so much, you put the truck into D-rate. Right. Jeff had to come up with his computer and go through and
reset,
clear everything. Put a square link chain on the front, which
don't
might,
get
might as well not even have one. So I gotta try to find some V-Bar. I talked to Jason this morning. He's ran a
study you're talking about
Shoreham.
Shoreham.
And he had all kinds of lights on in the dash and everything. He took it out, put a V-Bar on, and it didn't bother. So we're gonna get some V-Bars for the front.
The older style ones there, they just got a V-Bar that sticks right instead of having the big picks on them.
And then 7 o'clock. That night, we blew the high pressure hose on the 19. So I keep a spare one of them because that truck's noted for it.
So you have another one on order?
I have another one hanging on the wall right now.
Awesome. Awesome.
Probably Mike made that.
No, he made it's four wires, high pressure.
Oh.
There goes Shane Clean. That's why I keep one on hand.
Yeah.
Other than that, we went through a pile of sand and
okay, well, it takes a lot of money to run the town, and we've done a really good job of surviving, but we're not really surviving anymore on what we're putting in for running this town, because prices are not where they were in the 80s and 90s.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll have our meeting on the 12th. I'm putting the rest of the budget together. I'll get it out to you guys before, based on what we talked about, and we'll just look at what's feasible. I mean, we all want to keep taxes down, but we have, 14 miles of paved roads and 60.
54,
dude. Yeah. I think our total mileage is 74 miles of roads in the town, but we only, I mean, some of it's state roads. You know, we have similar amount of road as Shoreham, and you guys, Shoreham pays. I mean, they're at $2-3 million a year for their budget. And a lot of it is the roadway. Now, do I want to spend that much money? No, but we have to start really being realistic on keeping our, I mean, we're not even maintaining them anymore. Mike Winslow at Regional Planning, I went through everything with him on a realistic budget and what we would need for gravel and everything, and I almost died.
The state's not keeping up with their roads either.
No.
I mean, come on, look at 30 and 22A, you know. Yeah. I mean, they keep putting all these fancy intersections in up in Williston and all these places to,
and
I mean, part of it's town, but a lot of it's state, you know, and they're spending millions and millions and millions on these just to help traffic up there, and they're letting everything else slide.
Well, the Sunday night when we had all that ice, I was talking with we talked with Randy Jones. He was ready at 7:30 to go out and do some pre-treatment. They were sent home. 11:44, Jeff got a call from the state police for two tractor trailers on 22A. He got back at 8:30 Monday morning, and he had dealt with 7, maybe 8 trucks off the road between Orwell and Bridport, because it was an ice skating rink, and he said there were, and then there were just the regular cars off the road. You know, when we can't afford to have, I mean, things not taken care of.
We didn't start till 12:04. Well, Alex came in at 5. Me and Pete started at 2:30. So.
Yeah,
there wasn't any sense.
But the pavement's easy to pre-treat. You know, if they would have pre-treated it, would have.
Right,
if
they had put some sand and chloride like New York, I mean, they...
You know, you get ahead of it, it can't stick.
You know, can't use the sand in New York, or salt, because they got it right in state. I mean, they'd probably pay a third for it, as we do.
Yeah.
But.
Right, so, I mean, we've got to, as a town, we have to come up with a way to talk to the agency of transportation and say, these roads out here that you need to start taking care of them like you used to, and figure out how to how you're budgeting, because not pre-treating roads when you know it's going to be bad and sending people home so they can't get a jump on stuff, and then having glass out there. Mm-hmm. It's just not acceptable.
Sunday night, all the way for the 5 hours. Mm-hmm. It was over six. He says, you know, Papa, he said, didn't have a single problem until I turned on 73 here and I lost it. He drove 5.5 hours in freezing rain. He says, I lost it right here at the corners.
Yep. So, any other business to come before us today? The only thing I have is that there's going to be a... Joe and I are going to meet with the MERP consultant and general contractor and Chris to go over the HVAC next Thursday at 10, and we'll bring you an update at our next meeting. So... anything else?
If anybody else wants to join.
Well, if anybody else here wants to join, I need to know. Yeah, if anybody else here wants to join, if there's a third member, I need to warn it. And it's not a big deal to warn it, but it's not a big deal to warn it because you guys may have questions that I don't think of, and it's okay to have a, it's okay to warn it. Just let me know, let me know by Monday if you want to go so that we can.
I don't need to.
Or if somebody wants to go instead of Joe, you guys work it out, but I'll be here 10 o'clock. Okay?
Yep.
All right. I'd love a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. We are adjourned.
Okay, can we get the bandstand on the next agenda?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.